Hi, this is Siraj Unleashing Talent and welcome on another podcast. And today I would talk about what is leading with discovery. And I've already spoken to you all about leading in context and five dimensions of leadership. Today I will talk about leading with discovery. Give yourself time to discover yourself, right? You need, it is just the way people discover things. You need to discover yourself. You need to discover your talent. You need to discover your potential. You need to explore yourself. You need to find your capabilities. You need to understand your mental strength, your spiritual strength, your emotional strength, and you need to understand your physical strength. And wherever you are, you can then from there build your spiritual strength, your intellectual strength, your physical strength, and your psychological strength. This is what I mean by discovering yourself. You need to discover yourself on those four or five dimensions that we just talked about and build yourself. That's what is leading self through discovery. The next level of leadership is discovering your team. And what it means is you have a team. Try and understand who they are, what they are, what they like, what they don't like, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. You need to first discover your team. Once you discover, let them blossom. Let them come out with ideas. Let them share with them what they can do rather than what you can do for them. That's what I said, leading with discovery for self and for team. And same way, you need to understand your business in the organization and discover what are the business possibilities and potentialities, and then understand your organizational capability. For this podcast, I focus more on discovering yourself, leading with discovery, starting with discovering yourself. If you don't discover further, you will be like a fertile land. People call you fertile, but you never realize that the fertile land has so much of oil, so much of wealth. The same is the case with your team. If you don't discover your team, you will not understand the strengths of your team, and you will not be able to play with their strength. You need their strength, right? So, well, I hope you enjoyed this small discussion on leading with discovery. Thank you so much. Hope to see you on another podcast. Bye-bye.